For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. It is Thursday morning. Oh, pray you're doing great. Hope you don't mind my little singing to you Thursday morning when you're on this microphone a lot at wee hours of the morning recording. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. I do pray you're doing great. I love this teaching. I hope you're enjoying this. We just got through point number one. We have two more to go. In the meantime, November is partner month, new partner month, or if you've been a partner and kind of forgot about it, but you'd like to renew your pledge, we would be honored. We have some deep desires to expand in 2014, and we're going to need new finances to do it, quite frankly. Please go to the partnership menu button on our website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, and click and follow through. Then also our Christmas luncheon, December 13th. That link will be up and running quite shortly. And if you've missed any of these, I get people talking to me about radio all the time. Glory be to God. But you can always go to the radio menu button on the website and listen to any broadcast and download it. Persistence in prayer. We spent great time yesterday. Go and listen to it on why perhaps you're being asked to persist in prayer. It's revealing your true passion. And remember, the Greek verb tense means in Matthew 7, keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. Not just a one-time deal. That persistence reveals your true passion. If it's not really a real deal from God, it'll go by the wayside. But if it's real, that thing will keep coming around and coming around. Number two, that persistence, my friend, it reveals your motive. It does. Giving time, when God gives us time and before he answers, it gives us time to reveal our motive. Is this really strong desire for the kingdom of God? You know, if you think about it on that Lord's Prayer, this really was eye-opening to us as we walked through it at our recent daytime retreat. Come kingdom, come, thy will be done. That word will in the Greek, now this is Jesus teaching us how to pray, means strong desire. So we're really, in essence, praying, God, you know what? I want your strong desire to be birthed in me, not just mine. This is what happens, point number two, on persistence in prayer. Your motive gets exposed. It could be a good thing. Hey, if it's in line with God's will, bring it on. But it could be, you might have to realize, wow, that motive really will only enhance self. Hey, does God hate it when you want things for yourself? No. Come on now. Come on now. Rightly divide the word with me, please. Your Father's good. We open the broadcast on Monday. He knows how to give good gifts to his children. I'm just saying there are times where you'd consume it on your own lust if he gave it to you too soon. Correct? Come on. So tomorrow join me because I want to get to point number three on persistence in prayer. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.